Our God is diverse. He is Elohim, who is plural in attributes. And as it says in Corinthians 12, there are diversities of gifts. There are diversities of administrations or ministries. And then there are diversities of operations. Hallelujah. The word operations there is energeo, from which we get our modern term, energies. Where there is power, there is energy. And God has given to the church power. The original word for power there in the New Testament is capacitating power. It is enabling power. We receive this power, according to Acts 1 and 8, when the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit of God, comes upon us. When we receive this gift, Acts 2 and 4, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Hallelujah. So from the onset, when we have received the Spirit of God, we have been capacitated. We have been enabled. However, this word, dunamis, from which later on was invented the dynamite element, they sought out a word that would describe the operation of dynamite, and they found the Greek word dunamis. The dunamis word in this New Testament context is not just physical enabling, but it is the capacitating of the church to operate in the environment of the miraculous. Hallelujah. Every church is in a different operation. Every church is in a different intensity of this capacitating power. There are some churches that get to a certain capacity and they are satisfied with that level. This body of Christ in this city, you are in the mode of transition in more ways than one. Transition is dangerous. It is very delicate. But transition, like the River of Jordan, the people of God had traveled many years to come to that river. The Jordan is symbolic of transition. God has chosen the leadership of this church to carry the ark upon their shoulders. There are some new shoulders that are carrying this ark. And when the leadership steps into the waters of transition, hallelujah, miraculous operation will be put into action. Stretch out your hands to the Lord. Take your hands and touch your ears and say to the Lord, help me to hear. Help me to have an ear to hear what the Spirit saith onto the church. Go ahead and raise up your volume. Oh God. Oh God. Take away the veil. Reveal to us what has been hidden. Oh God. The spirit of revelation will come upon the body in the final hour of the church. Jesus launched his ministry after coming out of the desert, the wilderness, in the area called Galilee. He had his headquarters in a city called Capernaum. And from there, the fame of our Lord was spread abroad into Decapolis, even into the northern stretches of Syria, or the eastern stretches of Syria, the northern part of Sidon and Tyre. Our Jesus began to reveal his messianic identity by virtue of his miraculous power and operation. Hallelujah. Suddenly, in the middle of his great revival in Capernaum, suddenly he got up from there and he trekked through the hills, down through those valleys, and went farther into to the north, and he came to a village. It was his home village. It was called Nazareth. And it happened to be the day of the Sabbath. When he walked in there, according to history, every synagogue in all the empire had a certain reading. They all read the same passage of Holy Scripture. And that day, when he came in the ancient synagogues, they had a little square in the middle of the court. And the Bible says he stood up for to read. And that's where he stood. And the minister, the rabbi, handed to him a scroll. It was the Isaiah scroll. The Isaiah scroll is a massive scroll. When they discovered the Dead Sea Scrolls, probably the greatest treasure of the caves of Qumran was the Isaiah scroll. And to be able to find a passage in the scroll, you would have to roll it completely out to find it. But that day, it was opened up to the passage, and Jesus began to read it. He declared, "The Spirit of Jehovah is upon me, and he has anointed me. He has anointed me to deliver, to liberate, to heal, to proclaim, and to preach." There's a key word there, anointed me. Comes from the word Hamashiach. Hallelujah. Which is translated into the Greek language, Christos, into the Latin, into the English, Christ, or the Messiah. What he was declaring that day, he said, "This day, this scripture has been fulfilled in your ears." He was saying, "I am the anointed one. I am the Hamashiach. I am the Christ. I am the Messiah. I have the anointing. I have the virtues. I have the power, and I have that divine ministry." Hallelujah. But then he took the scroll. He closed it up. And he gave it back to the minister. And then he did something very significant. He sat down. And the people said, "Who is this? Is this not the carpenter's son?" Have we not with us his brothers and sisters, Joseph and James and Simon and Mary, Judas? And the scripture says that Jesus could do no miracle in Nazareth. He declared that he had the messianic ministry. He had all the virtues and powers. But there's something in the nature of God. That in spite of the ministry that has been given to one of his servants, there's something in his essence. If those people to whom that servant is sent, if they fail to honor him, they will not see the fullness of the ministry that he has given to him for those people. My God. I want to tell you, that is a revelation. It is the miraculous principle of honor. My God. They had become too familiar with him. So they failed to honor him. And when they failed to honor the one, the young man that God had sent him, the Son of Man, they did not see the fullness of his ministry. My God. But a people that will honor the man that God has sent them, you will see the fullness. You will see the maximum. Hallelujah. Your ministry has been mighty. It has been powerful. It has been bountiful. But you have given the mantle to someone that has the potential to operate into the atmosphere of the double portion. Blessed are these feet. Blessed are these feet. Because they have brought good tidings. They have brought the Evangelion, the good news, into this city. I do not know why that your son is not here today. Perhaps it's of the Lord. Bring a word to this body. You love this bishop. You love him. You respect him and you honor him. I have not met your new pastor. I do not judge him. All I have come to do is bring you this message. If you will honor him, if you will honor Joshua, as you have honored Moses, you will see that transition into the fullness of promise. And you will conquer your city. You will conquer your surrounding villages. But it begins with honor. Yes. Receive the revelation. It's the principle of honor. God is attracted to the people. He is attracted to them. The people that honor the man and the woman that he has sent to them. Stretch out your hands and begin to thank Jesus for the servants that he has sent you. Go ahead and raise your volume. Express to him what is in the abundance of your heart. You make the decision. Are you going to be Nazareth or are you going to be Capernaum? Capernaum means the town of compassion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stretch out those hands again. Make us the village of compassion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hararabaki shotarabakati. Come on, church. Come on, church. Begin to weep. Begin to pray. God is calling you into the atmosphere of divine honor, of miraculous honor. Please, I beseech you, do not be satisfied. Do not be satisfied. Honor. He that receiveth me, said the Lord, receiveth him that sent me. The greatest revivals of all biblical history, even in modern times, they have also always been started with the great, profound, or deep repentance. Yes. Yes. Talking about going in to greater intensities of the miraculous. Hallelujah. I read the scripture this morning and last night. Peter confronted the sin that was in the congregation, and judgment came upon the guilty ones. Maybe that's what we need to start doing, is praying for a revival of judgment. Maybe that's what our nation needs. This nation is waxing worse and worse. Evildoers, filthiness is marred, scarred. Our young people, new generation. Revival of judgment. With the revival of judgment, there came a revival of the fear of God and conviction. In fact, Luke says, great fear came upon the people. Great fear. Great fear, great conviction, great repentance. Hallelujah. It was so intense that Peter, walking by, when his shadow would come upon the sick, they were instantly healed. That's That's power. That's not religion. That's not ceremony. That's power. Got a question. Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied? Let's stretch out those hands. The first step is repent. I'm going to ask the church to lift up its voice in repentance. Oh God. Oh God. The lack of honor for those that are in authority. The lack of honor. Honor thy husband. Love your wife. Verbal abuse of your spouse. Physical abuse. Emotional abuse. Stymies the operation of the miraculous. Oh, I would that I could really hear. Like it says in Acts 4, and they lifted up their voices in one accord. Oh God, cleanse us from dishonor, cleanse us from sin. We got so many Pentecostals going to Blockbuster Video, renting all kinds of movies. What do you want? Who are you serving? Let the wicked man forsake his ways, the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. For the Lord is rich in mercy. He's slow to anger. He's abundant to pardon. I said he's abundant to pardon. But he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But he that confesseth them and forsaketh them shall obtain mercy. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus cleanseth us from all sin. All sin. Would you stand to your feet with me? Hallelujah. Let's thank him for his mercy. Let's thank him for his goodness. When sin is removed, all obstacles are removed. All barriers are removed. Unbelief is removed. Because when the blood has cleansed us, we have peace with God. When we have peace with God, great is our faith. Hallelujah. When your relationship with divine authority is in perfect peace, hallelujah, there is great faith. Doubt is thrown behind you, and the church becomes unstoppable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you believe that the Lord has heard your prayer of repentance, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God when a sinner has repented. Oh, thank you, God, for forgiving me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Atmosphere. Hallelujah. I have called you to my altar. You have come to the outer court. Many that have come to this area are content. I call you, my chosen ones, to approach unto me and to pass through the veil that few have passed through. I am calling you into the Holy of Holies, where you will see my dwelling glory. You will see my dwelling power. I am calling to you this day. Oh, that you would heed the call in coming to my glorious presence, saith the Lord. Let us to worship him. Let us to worship him. Lift up your hands. Let us to worship him. Thank you, Jesus. Shiko rabaka shikata. Yoramaki narabaki. Yoramaki yorabaki. Oh, yari arabakai. I'm going to ask the elders to come. If you will. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please come. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come in front of this pulpit. Please stand right here, right here. Face the audience. Man of God, would you begin this? Would you stretch forth your hands? Hurry. Men of God, would you stretch forth your hands? Let us to pray for this people. Oh, as Moses stood on the mountain, your rabbi, let virtue flow through your servants to the people that are in the valley, in the valley of tears. Oh God, in the valley of Amalek, let the virtues flow. Your servants. The name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You may approach. You may approach. You may approach. This is a service of preparation. Hallelujah. We will heed the call of the Spirit of God this morning, this day. When we return this night, Harabashikataraba. There will be miracles. There will be extraordinary miracles. But God is a God of covenants. God is a God of covenants. His covenants are conditional.